John Wayne never went around naked. It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Now, it says here the quintessence of all morality derives from the mores of a culture.
Jesse, have you taken up a foreign language?
No, Sam, I'm studying this here philosophy course I signed up for.
I thought you were studying poetry and stuff like that.
Oh, I learned all that stuff last year.
Jesse, why don't you ever study anything useful like how to put rings in a car or fix out a tax reform or tune a guitar?
Oh, now, Sam, that ain't education. That's just living. Education, now, that teaches you right from wrong, how to make decisions.
Oh, it does. Well, now, you can help me with this. Ken Dacey wants me to take her to the movie tonight, but I ain't going. The picture in the paper last night showing what was on it to show had a woman in it that was naked as a grape.
Well, now, Sam, I'll show you there ain't nothing wrong in that.
Nothing wrong?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
huh?
right. You see, this book proves it. It says right here, the quintessence of all morality derives from the mirrors of a cursor. Now, what do you think about that?
Nothing. I don't think nothing of that. Does that have something to do with movies?
Well, of course it does. That means that what's right or wrong don't have nothing to do with the Bible or nothing like that. It's the mores.
Well, I wouldn't let no mores tell me what shows to go to. Of course, there's some good mores around here. There's old Ralph Moore and his bunch, and he's a preacher for a while.
Oh, Sam, I ain't talking about no family name Moore.
There's old Thad Moore. He moved to Mulberry, I heard, right after that talk got out about him and that organist at the Associational Hymn Sing.
Sam, will you hush? The mores of a society just means the customs or the habits.
Habits? Right. Well, now, why don't they come out and admit that? Anyway, my habits has always been to go to clean movies.
Oh, Sam.
John Wayne never went around naked.
Tell you, these professors have done lots of research with dogs and rats and college sophomores. Well, you know, they know right from wrong.
Well, now, maybe you're right. Say, look here. I got a coat and got my money back.
Sam, now that ain't honest.
Ain't honest? The machine made a mistake. It ain't my fault.
Now, Sam, you just know that ain't honest. That money belongs to the company. It ain't yours.
Well, that proves I'm getting educated, don't it?
How's that, man?
If a rat finds a piece of cheese, don't he eat it?
Yeah, but...
And if a football player finds a car, don't he drive it?
Now, Sam, you know that.
Wouldn't 90% of the people in this county keep this quarter if they found it?
Now, Sam, I don't care about 90% of the people in this county. You wasn't raised that way.
What about them mowers?
Well, that book never covered nothing practical like Coke machines or quarters.
Well, that's easy to figure. Naked people ain't got no pockets. John Wayne would have kept that quarter.